Have you ever thought about what you're leaving for the generations that will follow you? This is what I want to think about with you for a few minutes in this episode. I am Aaron Turner, and you're listening to the Meditations and Music Podcast. Let's consider together the importance of recording. Recently, I read Daniel chapter 7, verse 1, which says, "In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions of his head as he lay in his bed. Then he wrote down the dream and told the sum of the matter." I was struck by this phrase, "Then he wrote down the dream and told the sum of the matter." I was reminded once again how important recording is. Daniel wrote down his dream, and thousands of years later, I was reading it. The only means of recording that Daniel had at his disposal was simply writing it down. The principle of recording is one of those things that is so common we tend to overlook its importance. Recently, I read a book that was written in the 1890s about the history of Wayne Township, Ohio, which is the place of my roots, especially on my mother's side. My ancestors came into that area in the mid-1700s. My great-grandfather, Simon Peter Grossnickel, was a school teacher in Wayne Township, and I was amazed to find the minutes of a township meeting recorded there, which included what his salary would be for the year. I found the record of many of the family names that I heard in my childhood. It was interesting to me, to say the least. This experience was made possible because someone saw the importance of recording that information. Not long ago, I began writing a book about my childhood. In the preface, I wrote this, quote, "Everyone has a story. For most of us, it has little, if any, interest to most of humanity. I don't expect what follows to ever be a New York Times bestseller. I doubt that the folks of that publication will ever even know of its existence. However, that doesn't mean that no one will ever be interested in what I write." My maternal great-grandfather was a man by the name of Simon Peter Grossnickel. He lived and died before I was ever born. He never knew me, nor did he even know about me. And of course, I never knew him. He was a schoolteacher, missionary, an astronomer, and a preacher. As far as I know, he never wrote his story. But if by some happenstance the writing of his story were discovered, I would be willing to go to great lengths to secure and read a copy of it. It would hold my attention. I would love to read such a thing. Why? Not because he was a great man, but because he was my great-grandfather. I have written my story on the following pages, not because I think it's intrinsically great or important, but because I believe one day there will be someone who is to me what I am to Simon Peter Grossnickel, a curious descendant. Therefore, I dedicate this book to my descendants. I hope you will find it indeed interesting and worth sharing with yours. End quote. We would have no books if someone hadn't seen the importance of recording. We have the Bible, God's Word, because God moved on the hearts of men to record and then preserve what was recorded. Recording is the means of one generation passing on what it has learned to succeeding generations. I want to learn from those who've gone before me, and I want to pass on information through the means of recording to the generations that come after me. In our day, the means of recording has greatly expanded. I have no idea what the voice of Simon Peter Grossnickel sounded like because there were not means in those days of recording his voice. Today we can record audio and video so that our posterity can know what we looked like, see the expressions on our faces, as well as hear the sound of our voice. One day, maybe, my great-grandchild might even listen to this very recording. I hope to leave behind a body of recording that will be a blessing to those who come after me, and I hope those who are listening to me right now will do the same. Thank you for listening. If this podcast has been a blessing, please share it with others. If you'd like more information, please visit meditationsandmusic.com, And if you'd like a free written transcript of this podcast, please reach out to me through my website.